This is 5-Minute Motivational Hump Day, where every other Wednesday I will discuss a quote or a short inspiring message to help you on your total transformation journey. What is your identity? How would you describe yourself? How do you identify yourself? Is there something in particular that really captures who you are in comparison to everyone else? Or maybe you haven't really thought about this. So before I dive into this subject, let's talk about what identity is. It is a mental representation that you hold about who you are. This can include stuff like memories, self-attributions, your beliefs, your motivations, your recurrent thoughts, your emotions, and self-perceptions. And these narratives do change constantly throughout your life. They're constantly constructed and revised. So, as Oscar Wilde said, be yourself, everyone else is taken. Identity and values drive your behavior. So first thing you need to do is look at yourself. You have to change your identity and how you look at yourself before you can change your behavior. If you want to make a change in your life, you have to change the vision you have about who you are. So start telling yourself a different narrative. If you tell yourself you're fat, you're unhappy, you're always going to be single, nobody loves you, you're broke, then your mind is going to believe that narrative. Your self-image and how you think of yourself is the reputation we have with ourselves. A good self-image, your identity, is the foundation of a successful life. The most important person to believe in is always yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, you cannot expect others to believe in you. And frankly, there aren't any special tricks to changing your mindset about believing who you are. You just simply have to start telling yourself daily that you are who you want to be and start shifting your focus on things that you desire in life. If you want to start running, don't say, I can't run. Tell yourself you're a runner and implement little runs here and there till you become a runner. If you want to start getting up early in the morning, don't say, I hate getting up early, but start seeing yourself as an early riser and maybe get up 10 minutes early each day till you build up to that time that you want to get up in the morning. And if you want to be fit, if you want to be healthy, even though you might be overweight right now, you have to start changing the way you think of yourself. Identify yourself with someone that's fit, athletic, and healthy, and you will less likely reach out for junk food or skip that workout because you are going to want to build that identity of being someone that's fit, healthy, athletic. Yes, this does take some time and work, but you can shift the way you see yourself over time. On these short motivational episodes, I'm going to start doing something called the call to action, because I feel like a lot of times, you know, we listen to a topic or a motivational message, and then, you know, a few days later, we kind of forget about it. So studies show that if you actually implement something that you've learned, it is going to stick with you longer. So today's call to action, I want you to take out a piece of paper or your notes pad in your phone and just write down how you describe yourself. What is your identity? How do you think of yourself? If you notice a lot of negative words that you wrote down, I want you to cross them out and find a new vocabulary to describe your identity. I want you to go back to this often and reread it And over time, you are going to start believing in this new identity you have for yourself.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, share it on your social media, and be sure to leave a review on iTunes. Follow Monica on Instagram at fit.fat.hotaf and on Twitter at fitfathotaf.